If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Hello, everybody out there, and welcome to Woman Patriots. We have some exciting things going on in the news this week, and it's only Tuesday. I don't know if anybody has read an article that was out there in Conservative Report Online, the breaking Benghazi bombshell that Valerie Jarrett was the commander-in-chief the night of Benghazi. The article says that confidential sources close to Conservative Report have confirmed that Valerie Jarrett was the key decision-maker for the administration the night of the Benghazi terrorist attack on 9/11/2012. Well, to me, I don't really think that too far out of line. However, they finally said that Obama was talking to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But why did that take so long to come out? Good question. We do know that Valerie Jarrett is behind the scenes. She's the one that wanted to destroy anybody that was against Obama and rewarding those that were for him. And these are all things that are falling into place, as we can all see in this lifetime. But, I just don't believe that Mr. Obama there was talking to Prime Minister when things were going on in Benghazi. I just think that's big crock. But that's my opinion. Everybody's got their opinions. The other big thing that really kind of gets me a lot annoyed is that federal employees like Congress will be exempt from Obamacare's skyrocketing health costs. Oh, it's good enough for us, but it's not good enough for them? I think they call that tyranny, because that's just a bunch of crap, too. But we do have a couple of senators and representatives that are trying to defund Obamacare. They're not the ones that said that they would close down the White House. Obama said that. You know, they would do that, close down everything. Others that are trying to defund Obamacare, the Ted Cruz's, Mike Lee, they're saying that they will fund everything except Obamacare. And that works for me. Anyway, more exciting things have been happening today. I don't know if anybody's been out driving and seeing protests all over the world, all over the USA, Obama protests. It was kind of awesome. I went out there by myself this morning at one of the overpasses, because I was earlier than other people. But we did have some really great pictures, and I'm encouraging everyone who's been out there to call in and let us know of your experiences. And I have a caller at 336. Who am I talking to?
This is Harvey Pulliam in Kernersville, North Carolina.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I just wanted to, I had a real experience this morning at a Patriot Wave in Kernersville on Salisbury Street over the Interstate 40. I was the only person there. And there were two sidewalks on that bridge, and it's about 60 inches wide, the sidewalk. And I had my chair, and I had three posters, and I had a Gadsden flag. I was there about an hour and a half, and suddenly three police cars converged on me. And a policeman come up to me and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm exercising First Amendment right." He said, "Do you have a permit?" I said, "Yes, I do." And I pulled out a pocket constitution of North Carolina and U.S. Constitution. I said, "This is my permit." He said, "You don't have one from the town of Kernersville." I said, "Sir, I don't think I need one. I'm just exercising the Bill of Rights, First Amendment." And I said, "I don't think I need one." He said, "Well, I guess I can just cuff you and take you on down to jail." And I said, "You do whatever you want to do, officer." So he went over there. I've got the picture on the internet. And he started taking my signs down. I didn't tell him to take my signs down. I wasn't going to take them down. I was sitting there in a chair holding the flag with him. But I've got the picture. He dismantled my signs and took them down. And he said, I said, "Where are you going with those?" He said, where are you parked?" I said, "I'm parked down in a parking lot." I said, "Well, what?" He said, "Somebody came to Carnival to get a permit yesterday, and we didn't give them one." And I said, "Well, what good is it for me to get a permit when you can only allow a 24-inch sign? People can't see that from the expressway." I said, "Besides, the print would be so small, it might cause a wreck." And I said, "Carnival, you're just trying to deny me my constitutional rights. And I object to it." Anyway, he said, "Well, I'm not going to handcuff you and take you to jail, but I'm going to tell you this. Give me your driver's license. I need to get identification." So he cited me to court October the 9th, district court. And I plan on going. It's October the 9th at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they charged me with blocking the sidewalk. My goodness. He said, "What if somebody came down through here in a wheelchair? That's a new bridge there." I said, "Well, there's not anybody hardly on this bridge ever." And I said, "I could move and let somebody by that's in a wheelchair." And I said, "I want you to look up at these fancy streetlights we have on this bridge." I said, "I paid for these with my tax dollars here in Kernersville." And I said, "This bridge belongs to me and everybody that fills up with gas and our gas tax." And so the lady policeman that was with him said, "Well, he's not going to listen to you." Said, "He has determined that he has his permits." And I said, "You got that right. Here they are. The U.S. and North Carolina Constitution." They said, "Well, we believe in the Constitution. But we got rights, too." And I said, "Well, I'm just," I said, "Well, who's complaining?" He said, "Somebody complained." And I said, "Well, if they don't like my message, they'd come up here and present their message." I said, "That's what free speech is all about, the right to assemble and present a grievance." So they took my signs and my chair and my equipment and took it down and walked it to my car and laid it down. And he wrote me a citation. And I said, "Well, I guess I'll see you in court October the 9th at 9 o'clock a.m. Well, let me tell you, the Patriots have been calling Kernersville Police Department here in Kernersville and bombarding them. And I got a call just about 2 hours ago from the mayor saying they were being bombarded with calls from all over the state and asked me about, they know me. I've been living here since 1961, and I've been with the Constitution.
Right.
And I told the mayor. She said, "What happened, Harvey?" And I told her. She said, "Well, we're going to talk to the town attorney about this and try to get it resolved." So that's where we stand here. So I thought I'd call this and share it with you.
I'm really glad you did, because I was following your Facebook pages this morning. And, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of people coming down there on the 9th. Because go ahead.
Excuse me. Well, let me tell you the officer's name. The officer's name is D.L. Redding, R-E-D-D-E-N, J.L. Redding. And the officer that stood there with him was a lady officer, and her last name was Taylor. Now, he's the one, he was rather arrogant with me. And I didn't know why, but I'm just assuming, I'm an independent, I'm just assuming that he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
And he was just taking this out on me. I don't know that he is, but I was just trying to find somebody that could get into his voting record, see if he's a registered Democrat. But I'm going to be going to court. I'll tell you, on the Internet, I've been getting a lot of people have been bombarding the Kernersville Police Department. This wasn't right, and I got pictures showing that I've got a camera I carry with me.
Good.
And I've got several pictures showing that sidewalk and the flags and the officer taking down my signs. And I've got pictures both ways showing there's nobody around there in that sidewalk. And I just think they violated my rights, and I'm just going to go to district court, and if they find me guilty, I'm going to appeal it to Superior Court, and I'm going to get a jury trial.
Good, because you do have the law on your side. I think I do. Oh, absolutely.
I think I do.
Did you? Was absolutely. It you that went for a permit that they didn't give you a permit?
Well, I didn't ask them for a permit, because we had another patriot go up and apply for a permit yesterday, I believe it was, and they wouldn't give them one.
Wow, so that person didn't
go
out.
But let me tell you what happened. I went to another Patriot Wave this morning on Harper Road in Clemens,
right.
Between just west of Winston-Salem, and
right.
We had a big turnout there. And see, that's in the county. They don't ask for a permit. But I came back here because I live in Kernersville, and I knew that the lady, she had a wreck yesterday. But she did put on Facebook that she wasn't going to be able to attend, but they wouldn't give her a permit. But I'd already said, you have a permit. It's called the United States and North Carolina Constitution.
Absolutely.
And I said, show that. And I advised people, I said, I'm not an attorney, but I deal in the Constitution. Take that with you and present your permit. And I said, if they don't want to accept it, then we really got some problems.
Right.
And these police officers here didn't want to do it. And and they're getting a lot of flack here in Kernersville. And I appreciate it. It went to the Blaze. Somebody sent this to the Blaze, and somebody sent one to the Five. I don't know whether they're going to pick it up or not.
But
this thing is really blatant, and you know what? I'm not going to let them. I want to make them take me to court, because I was exercising my rights, and he went over there and forcibly took my signs down. Now, that's a Gestapo to me.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have your have you posted your video of all this happening?
I didn't have a video. I had a little pocket camera with me, and I took snapshots of him. But I think I've got probably 7 or 8 pictures, because I take a camera with me a whole lot. Because I was told, always build your case from the street into the courthouse.
Absolutely.
And I don't have an attorney. I'll just have to go in there. I don't have the funds to pay an attorney. But really the Patriots have really been calling in here in Kernersville and bombarding them.
Good.
And several people said they want to show up, and if they do, I hope they'll be outside. I don't know whether the judge will allow them in the courtroom or not. But you know what? I want to tell you, I do this for my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and people that are going to follow me, because I cherish endowed rights, and I'm not going to let them get away with it if I have to go to jail.
Right, and that I don't, you know, I really don't think it's going to come to that, because you do have the law on your side, and, you know, I finally found where you first posted this morning that about what happened, and there's several comments in here that, you know, it's amazing how we all know the Constitution, and they don't. they do, but they, you know, a lot of police officers, they want to see what they could get away with. Now, it's pretty ironic, because somebody had posted, I don't even remember which page it was in, but it's Right to Protest, and the source is the ACLU, North Carolina, and it's actually in Democrat community. And the first question is, can free speech rights be restricted because of what I want to say, even if it's controversial? And the answer is no. First Amendment prohibits restrictions based on the content of speech. However, this does not mean that the Constitution completely protects all types of free speech activity in every circumstance. Police and government officials are allowed to place certain non-discriminatory and narrowly drawn time, place, and manner restrictions on the exercise of the First Amendment rights. And then the next question is, where can I engage in free speech activity? And the answer is, generally, all types of expressions are constitutionally protected in a traditional public forum, such as streets, sidewalks, and parks. In addition, your speech activity may be permitted to take place at other public locations which the government has opened up to similar speech activities, such as the plazas in front of government buildings. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, you could actually probably print that out and take that to the police officer, even if he is a Democrat, and say, hey, I got this from Democrat community.
Would you believe it? I've already printed that.
Oh, good.
I saw that, and but I already knew that my speech was protected.
Right.
I knew that, and I wasn't blocking the sidewalk. I've got pictures to prove that. I've got pictures to prove that I didn't take the signs down. He did. I didn't ask him to take them down. He did. So I'm going to have pictures. I'm going to take my camera down to Walmart, and I'm going to make copies of that, and I'm going to take it to court, and I'm going to show it to the judge, and I'm going to say I wasn't blocking the driveway, I was exercising. And by the way, I've got a picture. I took a camera picture of my holding the U.S. and the North Carolina Constitution in my hand and showing it to the officer. I said,
good.
Here is my permit. Here
good.
Are my permits. I've got that picture, too. They didn't recognize it. They said they had a permit and said, are you saying, again, that you don't have a permit? I said, I do have a permit. I have the U.S. and the North Carolina Constitution. See,
wow.
That's where they were trying to trap me. They said, you didn't get a permit. I did tell them, I said, if I did, they knew that somebody applied for a permit up there yesterday. And they said it was denied. I didn't ask them why it was denied. I said, well, I heard that somebody tried to get a permit, and they only allowed a little 24-inch sign. Well, this poster board, I believe that you buy at Dollar Tree, that a lot of signs, just the small poster boards are about 30 by 36. So you can't put very many, very large letters on a small 24 by 24 board.
Right.
I said, it wouldn't have worked anyway, so it wouldn't have met. I said, my flag here is bigger than 24 by 24 inches, and these, I have three poster boards. One said, impeach Obama. One said, impeach. The other said, Obama. And then the other poster board said, liar in chief. They're bigger than 24 inches. And I knew that it wouldn't qualify, so I wouldn't have let them think they had jurisdiction over my free speech anyway. So anyway, it would have been fruitless to got a permit in Kernersville. And they're catching flack over it. I want you to know, as I told you again, the mayor just called me about 2 hours ago.
That's awesome.
Wanted to know what was going on.
That is totally awesome.
But I will tell you this. We were the first here in Kernersville to do an initiative petition in North Carolina. We had four-year terms of office, staggered year for elected officials.
Uh-huh.
And we did our homework, and we decided that we would change the elections and that we would have two-year terms. And we really had a battle, and they told me, even one of the attorneys that drew this up and the town manager told me that what I was doing would never pass. It was illegal. And I said, if it is, then the North Carolina Constitution is a lie. Because it, Section 1, and I know that, Article 1, Section 9 said frequent elections will be held in North Carolina. And I said, two-year terms for elected officials, I said, that's... We need frequent elections instead of four-year staggered terms. And they said, well, we need experience. People are only in office 2 years. I said, we don't need experience. We need accountability. I said, you set my tax rates every year. You come out and you rezone property almost weekly and monthly, often in the back room when we don't even know anything about it. I said, you should be evaluated elected officials every year, but I'll settle for every 2 years. And they said, that's too often. I said, well, how about North Carolina House and North Carolina Senate? They serve two-year terms. They tried to get it changed a few years ago to four, and they failed. And I said, the United States House of Representatives, all 435, are elected at one time in 2 years. I said, the whole House has never been turned out. They said, what would happen if the whole board was, people put them out of office in an election? I said, well, they probably deserve it. Did you know that we won? We had a referendum here, and we won. The lawyers tried to stop us. The election board tried to stop us. They were Democratic. But we won. So they appealed it and had another referendum, and we won again. Would you believe that?
That is excellent. But,
absolutely.
Harvey, hold on for me 1 second, okay? I got to do a couple of things here. 1 second.
Okay.
All right, and Conservative Nation Radio is proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings veteran insight and the most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Manna used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. you'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, I'm a little behind on times and stuff, so I'll bring you guys right back on in 1 second. I just wanted to say that one of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover from it at all. Don't let that happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just a standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24/7, 365 days. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. And click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be glad you did. Okay, and this is Women Patriots, and we currently are talking about the overcast protest, Obama protest today, and we have Harvey Pullum on the line, and we have another caller from the 919 area code. So I'm going to bring Harvey back in, and 919, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Keith. Who's this?
Hey, Keith, this is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, you left a message on our Facebook page. We're the Raleigh chapter of Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment. So thanks for inviting us to call in.
Yes, and anybody else that wants to call in, the number is 718-305-7176. And I really want to hear of everybody's experiences. So go ahead. What's your experience been today in Raleigh?
Our experience was great, actually. Our turnout in the morning, we did two rallies, one from 7 to 9 a.m., and then we did one from 5 to 7 p.m. during peak traffic hours. The 7 to 9 a.m. rally was a little shorter than expected as far as turnout, but it was raining, you know. And like I was telling everybody that showed up, at least we weren't in Valley Forge in the winter.
Yes.
That's right.
So we toughed it out, and thankfully it was just drizzling, and we had a great response. And actually, we had a lot of people honking on the freeway, and we had quite a bit of police presence, and we had a couple of TV stations came and interviewed me, and I haven't seen any of the interviews on TV. I asked them to be fair, and they seemed receptive to what we were putting out there.
Excellent. Which TV stations came out?
NBC and CBS, the local affiliates in Raleigh.
Excellent.
Yeah. So hopefully we get a little exposure. And I'll tell you, you know, we got a lot of honks and a lot of waves, and we said thank you to those folks. And we got a lot of middle fingers, and we said thank you to those folks, too.
That's cool. So you were over at Six Forks and 540.
Yes, ma'am. Two times today for the full 2 hours each time.
Excellent. I was going to head over to that one this morning, but last night somebody was doing it in Cary. I'm like, Cary's right on my way to work. But I ended up being the only one there. But, you know, I did my part. I was there for a little while till I had to go to work. And I had my little sign and my flag, and I had some honks and beeps and stuff. I don't know if anybody gave me the finger. I wasn't paying attention. But then on the way back, I stopped again there because I had to come home and prep for the show. But
sure.
There was one other person was there. Rachel was there. She's the one that put together that Cary one, and it was like so quick that it was just the two of us there. But you know what? That's okay. We were both standing there. I was holding my sign. I was helping her hold her sign.
That's right.
And we got tons of people beeping and hooting and hollering, people hanging out the window. They weren't giving us the finger. They were giving us the thumbs up, I think.
That's great.
Yeah. We were the same way, thumbs up, thumbs down, and the finger, and hooting and hollering and honking, and it was real enthusiastic. In the afternoon, we actually had people that saw us on the road and didn't really know what the deal was, but then they got out of their car, they parked their car around the corner where we had parking, and they joined us just off the road.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's great.
How many people do you think showed up there?
How many people were there for us?
Yeah, how many people in all were over at Six Forks and 540?
We had 6 in the morning in the rain, and then we had 16 in the afternoon.
Excellent.
We've been flooded with Facebook likes and people looking to join our group, and since they saw everything going on today.
That is awesome. Now, do we think that we're going to be having another one of these pretty soon?
Oh, yeah. August 17th is kind of the tentative date for the next one. And we're kind of, you know, I don't know, that we're throwing ideas up in the air. And my thought is the local TV station is News 14 Carolina through TWC, Warner, you know, Time Warner Cable. And they're over on, I think, Atlantic Boulevard, and that's where their headquarters is for News 14 Carolina, and we're thinking about doing our next one right in their parking lot.
Oh, okay. Well, that, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I actually have to take another quick break, so guys, bear with me again, and then I'll bring that up.
Take your time.
Today, you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you took the train, you did the crossword, you missed 22 across, you went to work, you had a meeting, you ate your lunch, you had another meeting, you wondered how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings. You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, and you're back with Women Patriots. I don't know if anybody knows, but we have mobile optimized our site. Conservative Nation Radio is fully optimized for smartphones, such as the Android, the iPhones, and others, so you can download or podcast or listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want. Same great shows, same great people, now fully optimized for your smartphone. Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. Now, I'm glad you brought that up about the 17th, because Rage Against the Media, Karen Sigmon has been on our show here, Women Patriots, often, and I'm also in the Rage Against the Media Facebook page, and we do protests, kind of. We flash mob all the Main Street media and say, you know, what about this and what about that? So they actually, the Examiner picked this up, and it their protest is in Los Angeles at Wilshire Boulevard on Saturday, the 17th of August. And that would be excellent if we could do it in conjunction with them. And their time for the protest is set from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's on Saturday, the 17th of August. So if we can try and do our times to that those times and do it in that parking lot, that would be awesome.
They'll probably go ahead and throw us out of the parking lot, but there's a sidewalk down in front of their office there, and, you know, it's a public sidewalk, so there shouldn't be any issue with that. But, yeah, I'm happy to rage against the media. We all know that side of the road to stand on.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah, well, get in touch. You know, you've got our Facebook page and, you know, our contact information there, obviously, because you got in touch with us. So, you know, try to coordinate it, and, you know, hopefully we can have a much bigger turnout. And maybe the other gentleman, where were you from, sir? Where was your protest?
Harvey's in Kernersville.
Ah, the Kernersville. Now, this is the gentleman that got ticketed today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. If we were closer to Kernersville, we'd come out and support you in court.
I appreciate that.
I hope you get it all worked out. Now, somebody said you had a possible legal representation that would help you out.
Well, somebody said something about it, but to tell you, I haven't decided on that yet. But I'm so glad you had a good turnout. We had until I got shut down, I was having great response.
Yeah.
Michelle Taylor is our coordinator up here in the Winston-Salem area, and she's willing to go with me to court. Several have said they're willing to go with me, and I really appreciate that, but it's a battle I've got to fight, and I just can't back up. I've got to go, but I'm going to tell you, this is really, we've gotten tremendous response up here, and I think that was what was really bothering this officer.
Yep.
It seemed like, he was determined to take my signs down, and I've got pictures of him. And you know what? I want a jury trial on this.
Yeah.
I want a jury trial.
Okay, Harvey, why don't you post your pictures on Facebook, and we'll go ahead and we'll get them going on Facebook.
Barbara, we'll I have pasted one, and I'm not a computer expert, and I've been trying to put some of the others on there, and I can't get them to go on. I'm going to have to get my sister to help show me how to get these on. I think I've got six or seven, and they're pretty good shots with my camera, and I'm going to use those in court. And let me tell you the officer's name again. His name is Officer J.L. Redding, R-E-D-D-E-N. And he was rather hateful with me, you know. And I just held my ground, and he said, I could just go ahead. You want me to just take you and cuff you? I said, do whatever you got to do. you know. And but anyway, he went.
So this was a ticket for obstructing the pedestrian walkway?
I was on the bridge. There was no.
Right.
That's a new bridge. It's a new bridge. We just have built that bridge over Interstate 40, and Kernersville residents paid for fancy street lights to go down the railings on both sides of the bridge. There are two sidewalks. And I told Elsher, I said, look, I said, I paid for these lights here with my tax dollars. And I paid for this bridge here with every tank of gas I got in road tax. And I said, this is a public right-of-way here and a sidewalk. And he said, well, what if somebody come through here in a wheelchair? I've told Barbara this, and I don't want to be repetitive. And I said, well, I would have moved my chair. I said, it's not taking up that much room anyway. But anyway,
sure.
he was really determined to shut me down.
Oh,
and,
that's odd, because at our protest in the morning and the afternoon, and I didn't take an actual count, but every cop in the city showed up. City police, sheriffs, state highway patrol. We probably saw 20 officers today at our rally, and I'll tell you, every one of them was respectful. They just wanted to know, you know, wanted us to be safe, wanted us to stay, you know, away from the traffic lanes. And actually, everyone that we talked to today was pretty supportive.
That is great. Did you know that we've been received up here? Chick-fil-A sent a car out to Harper Road. I was up there, and they gave away free Chick-fil-A coupons.
Very cool.
They also sent one to Greensboro.
We have another caller that's calling in, so I'm going to put you guys on hold, and we'll bring the other caller in.
Sounds good, Barbara.
All righty. Hi, welcome to Women Patriots. This is Barbara. Who's this?
It's James Neighbors.
Hi, James. How are you?
Oh, a little bit chapped like the guys on the phone right now that you already have on air. The Department of Transportation sent their Highway Patrol Goon Squad out to move us off of their the public overpass. And it was a pedestrian walkway. They said we can either get off or we're going to jail, but we're all getting off.
Where were you at?
Oklahoma City. At the pedestrian walkway on 24 between it's on I-240 between Penn and Western. Now, I got to give credit to the Oklahoma City police. They were all very courteous. They didn't have any problem with us at all. They advised us to stay clear of the road whenever we got moved by the highway patrol. But, the highway patrol was very rude and kind of reminded me of the things I read about the brown shirts about 1938.
Did anybody have their pocket constitution or their state constitution?
Oh, they didn't care. And yeah, we did, but they didn't care about the Constitution. They said, we're not going to pay for it. You can either get off of the bridge or you can go to jail.
And you were on a sidewalk.
Yeah, it's a pedestrian bridge going over the interstate. Total pedestrian, no car traffic at all.
Wow. And did anybody get a citation?
No, we left before it got to that. You know, we went down beside the highway. Now, here's the funny part, is they were going on about how we were slowing traffic down. They said, but you can go stand on that city property, and if the city police don't have any problem with you, then you're welcome to stay there. So we go down there, and they were griping about traffic slowing down before. You should have seen it when we were standing beside the road. And that's what we tried to tell them, that the reason we're here is so we're not beside the road, so people can look straight ahead and can continue driving in a safe manner. If we go down beside the road, then traffic will slow down, people will be looking to the right, and they won't be watching what's in front of them. And guess what happened? That's exactly what happened. People were slowing way down to look to the right to see why all the people were standing beside the highway.
Wow.
And so the highway patrol and whoever the Obama zombie is that runs the Department of Transportation here in Oklahoma, apparently has no concern for the safety of the drivers in this state because they took us from a place that was a safe location and put us in a place where the drivers were distracted and they weren't paying attention to traffic.
Wow. I'll tell you what. You know, again, we have our constitutional rights. And how many people did you have there, James?
The evening one there was, oh gosh, at least 25.
Wow.
And I mean, they even brought backup from a sheriff's department from Canadian County out there just in case we resisted.
Wow. Did they have any mention of permits or anything like that?
No, they said there are no permits to be on that bridge.
Wow.
Because of what they believe it will do to traffic.
Wow. All right, hold on for me 1 second. I got a little business to take care of here. Our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a Pelican, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All righty, and welcome back to Women Patriots. We are listening to some people who have had their experience on the overpass protest for impeachment of Obama. Call in and let us know what your experience was. The call-in number is 718-305-7176. So, James, again, you had a lot of people there. Are you planning on, like, making a stink about how your rights were stomped on?
Well, we're actually going to be getting a hold of some attorneys here tomorrow morning and see what exactly we can do about this. And we've already got some alternate locations planned out that have nothing to do with Department of Transportation. I mean, we're not going to let them stop us. We're not going to let them stop us, not by the longest stretch, you know, of their imagination. They may think that they put a damper on things. But, you know, the fact of the matter is they haven't. The only thing they've done is made me more determined to get this done because they are a symptom of what's wrong with this country.
Yes. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And that's one of the things that was going around on on the Facebook pages was make sure you have the pocket constitution with you and your state constitution, because if anybody was in a situation like you, show them the constitution and tell, you know, where does it say that blah, 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 we can't be here. And Harvey had gotten a citation because they didn't like it. And I don't know if you had heard, but Harvey was telling us about his issues down in Kernersville, North Carolina, where there were so many calls into that police department that the mayor had called him. So they're going to see what's going to happen with that. But good luck, James. I really hope that something gets done with that, because they stomp all over your constitutional rights, and that's not what we want to happen to us. That's what we're standing up fighting for.
Well, you're exactly right. And I mean, the fact that, you know, really those highway patrolmen and whoever was in charge of the DOT that sent them out there, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is we weren't slowing traffic down at all. It was already slowed down. And, you know, when they moved, where they moved us to was much more of a distraction than we ever were where we had been. And you know, the fact that they just completely disregarded the Constitution to follow orders, you know, it really, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. I mean, if they had any pride at all in America and what it stands for, they would have refused those orders.
Well, you know, yeah, and it's to my knowledge that police officers take the oath as well to uphold the Constitution, and by them violating your constitutional rights, they're probably walking around, because they bullied you and the others that were there, with their chest puffed out saying, hey, yeah, you know, I'm a big He-Man. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's paperwork to be being worked up on them for violating your constitutional rights.
Well, and if there isn't any, there will be soon.
Good.
Because
all right.
I know at the very minimum, just on my own, I'll be calling my state rep about this. And, you know, I'll be filing complaints about this, because the fact of the matter is the Constitution trumps any law. And they just completely ignored the Constitution entirely.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All righty. Well, we have another caller. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, James, with the other two guys. And we'll I'll get back up with everybody. I'll open the mics a little bit later for everybody. Okay, and we have a caller from 731 area code. Who am I talking to? This is Barbara at Women Patriots.
Hey, Barb. This is Kurt. Listen, I just now tuned in, so I don't have a clue what's going on. I had a little free time. I thought I'd drop in and listen and see what's happening, and if anything comes up that I think I've got something that might be the slightest bit of interest to anyone, I'll give you a yell back, okay?
All righty. Now, Kurt, have you heard anything about any of the overpass for Obama's impeachment today in your area?
Actually, I have not. I haven't been outside the yard today. I've been tied up here writing stuff, sending emails, reading emails, et cetera, et cetera. So the world could have fallen apart outside my yard, and I wouldn't have even known it.
All right. Well, I'm glad that the world around you didn't fall apart, but thanks for tuning in.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and put you on hold, and we'll bring you back in a bit.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. I've unmuted a few. few mics here. So if anybody else wants to call in, please call in and give me, tell us all your experiences with the overpass for Obama's impeachment or anything that you think about people's constitutional rights being violated. The number to call me is 718-305-7176. So what do you guys think of what happened with James today?
Actually, this is Raleigh, and I just love James. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks very much for setting this up. My sweetie and I are running the site in Raleigh, and we had a great turnout today. And it was amazing. We had people from the age of 20, or actually somebody brought their small children, but we had kids from like 6 years old up to a gentleman 75 years old. So that was a wonderful day, and everybody had a great time, and we thank you for setting this up for us.
Well, Nick, I thank you for joining up with us. You know, the fact is that, you know, we've got to stand up. You know, this country is, we're on the brink right now, and, you know, I'd just be some crazy guy with a Facebook page if it hadn't been for everybody that had joined in, and really,
I hear you.
For everything you've done.
Not a problem, and we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to keep supporting the cause.
It's a good cause. It's an excellent cause, because this president has got to go. You know, as we all know, he makes the laws and then he breaks his own laws. And I don't know about you guys, but my personal opinion is the embassies, the 19 embassies that are being closed, is a cover up. They just had the gun running that came out in Benghazi. You know, and there's little scoops and drabs of things coming out about Benghazi. I personally think that this is a cover-up. Once again, you know,
definitely was. They were running guns for Syria, you know, and those four proud hero Americans died for nothing. And Obama is a coward for closing those embassies.
Yeah. But he's just doing that to this is my opinion, just to divert everybody's attention to going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because...
Yeah, this is just another crisis. Just another projected crisis.
We cannot let those four Americans have died in vain. We the people, are doing our very best. And we are being heard, you know, and I believe we're being heard. We just need more Lane Street media attention. Somebody was saying that the media was there, but they didn't show it anywhere.
Yeah,
you know, the IRS
harassed
one of our members here in Winston-Salem. Want to know what their collections were and who their members were. We were up there to protest about a month ago, the IRS here in Winston-Salem. So they did that to one of our local memberships up here, wanted to know who their members were and what they had in their funds. And the woman had a cell phone that was unlisted, and the IRS had her number. She reported to the media, but it never went any further. But the IRS... is also in this. And you know what? We've got a lot of problems, and we got a lot cut out for us. By the way, I'm 75 years old too, James.
Good for you.
And I've been doing this for 50 years, and my wife gets angry at me.
You rattle around, do you?
Huh? It's funny, because my husband's waiting for somebody to kick in the door at my house. At first he was worried about the black trucks pulling up in front of my house, and now he's just worried about somebody kicking in my door, because that's what they seem to be doing these days. All right, guys, I got to take another break, so we'll be back on in a minute.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
And welcome back to Women Patriots. We are talking about the overpasses for Obama's impeachment today. We have some from North Carolina and Oklahoma on the line with us, and I would love to hear your experiences. If you've seen anybody out there, did you beep? Did you get involved? Because this is a time in our lives that America really needs we the people to stand up, because it's getting really ugly out there. And we really don't want it getting worse. We need to make it better. So I'm going to bring these guys back on and... Okay, so James, were you the, did you start this whole thing?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, excellent. I didn't even realize that that was you.
Yeah, well, that's me. No, it's funny, you were mentioning Benghazi and everything, and then the embassy's closing, and I think it's kind of a little bit more than convenient that we have another crisis show up just as...
That's right.
Right after it's discovered that the people that survived the Benghazi tragedy were being given new names and moved around all over the country, and just a week after they discovered that the orders from the IRS to harass... basically, Obama's opponents came from one of his appointees, which, you know, means it came directly from Obama to that appointee to get that job done. What a convenient timing.
My next sign for our next rally is going to be, Obama says phony scandals, I say phony crisis.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
James, I told somebody it's very hard to nail Jell-O to the wall, but it's even more difficult to nail blackberry Jell-O to the wall.
Yeah, you know, they say you're throwing up crap at the wall and something was going to stick.
Yeah, it's hard to make that blackberry Jell-O stick.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Okay, well, Barbara, Harvey, and James, very nice speaking with you. This is Keith from Raleigh, and I'll call in again after our next rally. Or Barbara, you get a hold of us and come to our next one.
Excellent. Thank you, Keith, so much for calling in, and I'm glad you... Oh, you know, one other thing I wanted to ask you, Keith, was there was an accident over in that area today?
Yeah, somebody was on their cell phone and not paying attention, and they got in an accident.
Oh, so it didn't have anything to do with the overpass?
Nope.
Okay, that's a good thing, thank God. I hope nobody was hurt.
Oh, no, nobody was hurt. It was a fender bender. But keep in touch with us. We hope to meet you soon and see you at our next rally.
Definitely. Thank you so much for calling in, Keith. And tell Anita, thank you for everything she did.
Will do. She's listening right now. She just heard you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. All right, Harvey. And what do you have? What else do you have planned going on besides your court date?
Well, I plan on going to some more protests, Barbara. Michelle Taylor, I think we've got another one planned up here in August the 17th on Harper Road. And to tell you the truth, I'm going to let Kernersville try to scurry around and find out how they're going to get out of this. I don't think they're going to get out of it so easily. But I'm telling you this, we're having flash mobs. I'm suggesting we have a flash mob and just click on the Internet and say, let's meet over on so-and-so bridge at 4 o'clock. And, you know, and I believe it's we're getting a lot of response up here. I tell you, it's really amazing. And I'm so glad that people beginning to wake up, I believe, Barbara. I don't want to hold the line up, but I want to tell James I see some of his email and some of his, and I appreciate him. And I want to put out a thank you to Michelle Taylor up here in Winston-Salem. She has really worked hard. I think we got probably close to 1,400 members right here now. But that many don't show up to the bridges, you know. We have from 6 to 30 people. I think we've got bridge protests all around us here. And they're really, people are really responding. And I think it shows a lot of promise.
Well,
and back to you, Barbara.
That's an excellent idea, Harvey. Yeah, we'll have to come up with something like that. Flash mobs, you know, everybody's got their signs made now. So
yes,
we could just say
right.
All right.
Yeah, give hit a flash mob. Barbara,
excellent,
you have
idea.
My number.
Yeah.
Barbara, you have my phone number. You can feel free to give me a ring whenever you want to. I'm going to have to cut out.
Okay. Well, we...
And so long to you, James.
Thank you. You know, I'm glad. We've got 30,000 people and growing. You know, I think the majority of the people are waiting seers, and they're waiting to see if something's going to happen. You know, waiting to see if the rest of us are dedicated enough. And I think they're going to see that we are. I think they have seen that we are because, you know, the highway patrol can come out and make us get off of that overpass, and that's fine. You know, the name is a name. It's not a law. You know, we've already got some states where people can't go out on the overpass, and I guess now Oklahoma is one of them. But, you know, the fact is this whole thing is it's a movement by the people, for the people, and there's no amount of tyranny that's going to stop us, and they're going to figure that out sooner or later.
I agree, James. Amen. They can't keep us down forever, and I think it's gravitating our way. I really believe that we're gaining supporters up here, and I think you are in Oklahoma too, James.
And I think that every time something like this happens, more people join in because they know that that's not right. They know that the law enforcement is breaking the law when they do things like this.
Well,
so,
we're not going to let them get away with it up here. I intend to do my part. I'm going to court, and I'm going to take the heat. And my wife is not very happy about this, but still yet, I've got a job to do for my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren and your children. We're all in this boat together. And
absolutely.
If we don't stop it, who is?
You're absolutely right. And I think it's awesome. And, you know, Harvey, I just remind everybody about your court date. And those that are in the area that can make it to court with you will be there. But hopefully the citation will be dropped and you won't have to go through the whole mess. Because
we want to give
I hope your mayor realizes that your constitutional rights were definitely broken, which is against the law.
I want them to change the ordinance, Barbara. That's what I want. I want them to amend that ordinance so that it's not applicable. I don't want anybody else to have to go through this. And then, yeah, I don't know what else will happen. There might be a suit involved. They need to get a lesson learned.
Yeah, that they do. But, you know, you go through the channels that you go through. You said you were going to contact your representative and, you know, do what you got to do. Don't rely on Kay Hagan to do anything, though.
I'd just be inviting the wolf into the chicken coop to get Kay Hagan in here.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. All righty.
Thank you, Barbara. And I'm going to have to cut out here. And I do appreciate it. And thank you, James, for all your work. And thank all the Patriots. And you keep them on the ball there, Barbara. And you've got my phone number. Contact me anytime. Thank you so
much. All righty. Thank you so much.
So long.
Bye. Good luck.
Thank you.
All righty. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness, but don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's Traditional American Movement. .com, or TradAm, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution. All on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. Hope to see you all there soon. TradAm is a liberal free website. And we like liberal free. Okay, and again, we're Women Patriots. Give us a call, 718-305-7176. And we've had some people whose constitutional rights have been stomped on today at the Obama overpass protest to impeach. And I would love to hear everybody's opinions on this, so give me a call. Again, the number is 718-305-7176. And we do have James on the line, and James is the one that started this all. And I will bring James back in just a minute.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
You're gonna fly. Hi, everyone. This is Reba McEntire for RAD. You know, I see a lot of funny things traveling all over this beautiful country of ours. But one thing that's not very funny is when someone gets in a car trying to drive when they're drunk. Take their keys away from them, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and welcome back to Women Patriots. Calling number is 718-305-7176, and we are talking about the overpasses today. And James, thanks for calling in. James, you're the one that started the whole protest. Now, was it you that had made a, oh, geez. I'm trying to think. It was a couple of months ago, maybe, that there was a protest that was posted online.
Yeah, it'll be 2 months tomorrow, and it was out in Carlsbad, California, is where the inspiration for the whole thing came from. And it basically just that's where the inspiration kind of struck me was from that out there, because it's just such, it's something that anybody can do. Now, when I first called, I was, I was obviously a little bit upset. But one thing I would like to say is we had over 300 protests today across the country. And not even a handful of them had any type of negative incident at all. And that's really the key right there, is the fact that, while the Oklahoma Highway Patrol and Department of Transportation obviously disregard constitutional rights, the beauty of it is that in the majority of the country, they were still able, to exercise their rights. And so it's not a lost cause. It's not a lost cause. The fact is I would guess, now we did actually have one get arrested out in California. And, again, guess who was involved? The Highway Patrol and the Department of Transportation.
I was actually going to ask you about that, because somebody posted the link in the chat room for that, but I can't watch it because I'm listening. It just says that a protester was shoved by California Highway Patrol. So... and that he was arrested.
Yeah.
Did you see the video yet?
I didn't see the part where he'd actually gotten shoved. I think the particular clip that I got to had been started by a person before that, or right after he had been pushed down to the ground and handcuffed. So I didn't actually see that part. But, I guess we're just fortunate that we had so many of the protests go on without incident. And I guess I'm ashamed for my state, because there was a poll that came out just recently that ranked Oklahoma, number 2 in patriotism. Well, it's a shame that didn't spread to the Department of Transportation and the Highway Patrol.
Wow. And who do you have down there representing you guys? Who's your senator?
Coburn and Lankford.
Okay. I don't know much about them.
Well,
but
I'm not so sure what to think about them myself, even though they're my own senators, because I never know exactly what to expect out of them. Coburn, he'll go real rhino 1 minute, and the next minute he's the most conservative guy you ever saw. And it's just, it's hard to draw a bead on the guy, except for the fact he's inconsistent.
Yeah, you know, somebody was talking about that today, because one of our senators, Senator Burr, is just that way as well. And, you know, if they flip-flop like that, they can't be trusted. So you've got to get somebody to replace him when his time is up.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the only reason I actually voted for him this last time around, but that was simply because I didn't want to risk Obama getting any more support if he won the presidency. You know, of course, when at the time I voted for them, I didn't know that Obama was going to end up winning by fraud, but, you know, none of us did. But still, just to cover my bets, I still went ahead and voted for Coburn and maybe it was Lankford. And Lankford's a freshman senator, and I don't know if he, I'm not sure what his issue is. He seems, I think he's just got a little bit of rookie fear right now. At least I'd like to think that's what it is. I don't think he's really discovered his direction, although you'd like to think that they would have known that before they ever got into the Senate.
You would think.
And so, you know, I know I'll be giving very serious consideration. I mean, if another one runs against either of them, you know, for the Republican seat, I can promise you I'll be voting for the other guy, because I never know which way either of those guys are going to vote. You know, the fact is that, you know, we've been trying to get both of them in on the select committee, you know, to vote for a select committee for some time, and they waffled on it quite a bit. And I'd have to check the list again, but I think they finally both did, you know, join up on the list for a select committee. I'd have to double check to be certain. I'm actually a little bit, I would probably know it right off the top of my head, but it was 102 degrees outside and a little bit cooked right now.
Did you bring water with you?
Oh, of course, but, you know, after having a confrontation, you know, with the brown shirt goon squad and then being out there in the heat, you know, a little bit distracted at the moment. Yeah, the thing is, the first two times we went out, it was absolutely without incident. There was no problem whatsoever. And, I guess I'm a little bit surprised that after no incident whatsoever the first two times, that this two times in one day we got into that, we were interrupted and chased off by the Highway Patrol, not by the city police. Oklahoma City Police have been very professional in understanding of our constitutional rights. And I want to make that very, very clear. The only issue we've had with anybody has been the Highway Patrol.
I wonder why that is. That's interesting. That's very interesting that you say that.
Well, it's obviously coming from one person, you know, that has some sort of influence over the Highway Patrol that you know, and it all came from the Department of Transportation. I didn't get the names. It was one of the other people at the rally has their name. And, you know, we're going to do a little looking into this guy just to see. It would be very interesting to see if we could find out which way, or, you know, which way this guy voted. If he voted for Obama, well, then it's clear what his agenda is.
Yeah.
And it really, with the way we were greeted by them, it wouldn't surprise me at all if we found out that both of them had been, you know, that they had, you know, that the DOT, whoever this person was, had voted for Obama. I wouldn't be surprised at all, because, you know, really we were greeted with a certain degree of hostility. But, you know, we had some ladies up in Yukon, which is northwest of where we were at, and you would think
that the highway patrol would pull somebody in from that area right next to where they were, because then we're talking, it's about, 50 miles away, so we're talking about almost an hour's drive to where we had another protest going on, and this same goon squad took all the way from where we were all the way up to Yukon, and they were extraordinarily hostile to the ladies we had out at an overpass there. And it strikes me as interesting that instead of sending somebody that was local to there, they have this select group of people that they've sent around to go harassing us.
Right. And, you know, just because they might have jurisdiction doesn't mean that they're right. You know,
the last I checked...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the last I checked, you know, like we were saying earlier, is that the Constitution trumps any laws, and they were saying that, you know, we're slowing down traffic and distracting drivers, you know, but nobody, you know, the fact is we weren't distracting drivers. The traffic was flowing smoothly. There were no accidents. There haven't been any accidents any of the times we've been out before. I mean, not even close. The participation by the drivers has been outstanding. I mean, we're talking about a 99-to-1, you know, positive ratio. And so what was going on, and what was even, I suppose, more ironic about it is the biggest disturbance in traffic was caused by the highway patrol, not by us. It was caused by the highway patrol because, well, when you see 6 cars with their lights on surrounding a group of people, you kind of want to know what's going on.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, and they're worried about putting, you know, distracting drivers and causing people to be in danger when that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, because when they have their lights on, everybody flows. You're right. Okay, bear with me one second, James. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case of the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. And that will take you to the world's best known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner and join the conservative revolution where America always wins.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The opinions, views, and ideas expressed by the hosts, guests, and callers on conservativenationradio.org are exclusively their own and are not necessarily the opinions, views, and ideas of the owners, advertisers, management, or staff of conservativenationradio.org. Thank you for listening to conservativenationradio.org, real conservatism for real conservatives.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Okay, and welcome back to Women Patriots. We've been talking about the overpasses to impeach Obama that have been out there all throughout the United States today at different times. And we have another caller. Boyd, what's on your mind today?
Morning or afternoon, ladies.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, listen, is your other caller still on there?
Yes, he is.
Hey, I got a question for him. Were your protests on state roads?
Actually, one was on a city bridge, and the other, we found out after we were there, was actually on a considered state property pedestrian overpass. And we didn't know that at the time, thought it was city property. The first one was on city property, and we were still made to leave.
Now, is it maintained by the state or maintained by the city?
By the city.
Well, then they really don't have jurisdiction on it. If you say you got county roads that will cross the interstates and stuff like that, that do not have a on-ramp or off-ramp, the next time you do this, try doing it one of those places and see if the state police come and try and harass you, because that belongs to the sheriff, that bridge, that road.
Well, actually, considering how professional the Oklahoma City police have been, we decided what we were looking at anyway. We haven't come to a firm decision on it yet. Is where all the panhandlers like to hang out. We're just gonna go take over their little spots for a while, and let's see people see somebody that actually goes out and has a job and what they do in their spare time instead of somebody begging them for money. And the panhandlers, most of them, if you look at them, they're obviously not as poor as what they make themselves out to be. And we figure, they've already done the footwork for the research, so they know where most of the traffic is. Well, we'll just go take over a little bit of their territory for a little while, and they can go move on somewhere else.
Well, wasn't it at one time Occupy Wall Street? They were allowed to be someplace, but other protesters weren't.
There's actually some sort of law where if a counter protest comes up, they have to move at least 100 feet away from you. Now, I'm not entirely familiar with the law. I do know that if we were out protesting and say, a swarm of Obama zombies showed up, all we would have to do is call the police and they would make them move a minimum of 100 feet away. And
okay.
So I would guess that's what happened with the Occupy thing as well. I'm quite certain they had counter protesters for a bit anyway. My guess is that they just got the best spots.
Wow.
Another question is, did you have a permit for the protest?
Well, actually, the Oklahoma City permit is just a piece of paper you fill out and send in to tell them you're going to be there. At the time, we had actually been misinformed by somebody that worked for the city that they said there was no permit required. Well, it's not actually a permit. It's just a notification of that you're going to be there. And we found that out after the first one. We tried to get that filled out, and because of the location we had had chosen for the second one, they were having difficulty with it because they didn't have jurisdiction on the pedestrian bridge that we had, and we didn't know what the holdup was until after we had arrived.
Yeah. Well, you know. That would be the one thing that I would suggest you do is make sure you give them notification of where it is and make sure it's city property and not state property. And then when the state police come and try and do what they did again, you got them down to rights and say, we got permission to be here.
Well, yeah, and that's the plan. That's what we're going to do next. We're not going to let them railroad us again. We know that one bridge, as good as the location it was, obviously is off limits, you know, and that thing, you know, we're not going to make the same mistake twice.
Okay. And you were in no way obstructing any traffic.
No, not at all. Not at all. Like I said earlier, the obstruction to traffic was the highway patrol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were blocking the road. They were very much a distraction to traffic. The only thing that traffic was doing was with us was interacting by honking and waving and cheering us on. I mean, you know, there was no negative interaction at all. And the only negative interaction of any sort was when the highway patrol interfered, and they caused a huge traffic slowdown and caused a huge traffic distraction. And you know, they basically proved the point, you know, that you know, there we were up there, traffic is moving along very slowly. They showed up with their lights ablazing, and the next thing you know, the traffic has almost come to a complete stop. People are nearly rear-ending each other, and I mean, they proved the point that we were not the distraction at all.
What was their claim of the harassment? I mean, did they claim that you were obstructing traffic or doing something?
Yeah, they said we were a distraction to traffic and were liable to cause a car accident. And you know, the fact is it was exactly the opposite. We weren't at all.
It's interesting how they took
things. I'm wondering if you were reported by an Obama supporter that made them come out to you.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. Last week, when we had one of our rallies, we had a police officer come by and say that they had actually gotten reports. The reason they had to come by a second time is because they had a number of people call in and say there was a Ku Klux Klan riot. Yeah, that were throwing objects at the vehicles from the overpass. And then as soon as they came out, they realized that was not the case. And, you know, they left. They checked our signs to make sure there was nothing inappropriate. As soon as they checked everything and realized that, you know, we were there not to cause any harm or anything, they left. And the Oklahoma City Police have actually been, they've been very professional. They've done their jobs, they checked us out, and they left. They understand what our rights are, and they've not done anything to interfere with them. I've got to commend them, because they did an outstanding job. I wish I could say the same thing for the Highway Patrol and the Department of Transportation.
Well, I would say I would be doing a Freedom of Information Act or whatever to find out if their dispatch had been receiving calls on your protest today, because the protest, whoever made the calls, you know, to the city cops, the city cops found out what was going on and left. Obviously, that person who made the call found that out and decided they were going to call the state cops instead of the city cops.
I also know from my own experience in a different situation that if you call 911, if something's happening on the highway, it was somebody that was throwing things over the overpass, and I called 911, and there was a car accident on the state road, and there was the kids up on the city road, I guess. But they had to transfer me from one to the other, and I had to explain myself twice. And quite frankly, as a citizen, that really got me mad, because one call to 911 should be able to get the help that I need by just having them dispatch it and saying it. It's come down to jurisdiction or, you know, turf. It's kind of like a turf war between these people. And it's really, you know, it's, again, it goes into the union kind of thing, because if you're in a union, you can't touch that, but this is your, because this is your job. And it makes life for citizens a lot harder, and that's my opinion. I don't know what you guys' opinions are on that. Ooh, do you, Pat, got your tongue? Or do you not have an opinion? I mean,
they play silly names all the time like that, you know.
But it wasn't always like that. It was like that. It, you used to be able to call 911, one phone call, you tell one person, and it was dispatched. Now you call 911, and they connect you to this one, and then hold on, because we're going to connect you to that one, too. So you got to tell your story three times.
Yeah, that sounds like a way for somebody to get killed.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean that's ridiculous. I mean, you called 911, you called 911, and you know you definitely shouldn't have to be putting up with a delay. Oh, we're sorry, we've got the wrong 911. What?
Yeah, and that's actually pretty much what it is. Okay, but join Delaware political veteran Christopher Manti every Friday right here on Conservative Nation Radio for the Christopher Manti Show at its new time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C., plus some heavy metal rock and roll thrown in for good measure. The Christopher Manti Show, which could readily be called eponymous, Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And welcome back. This is the final 15 minutes of Women Patriots, and we've been talking to James about the overpass to impeach Obama, and James has been the kind of leader that grabbed it, put it all together, and we've had a successful, most successful wave, but there were a few incidents where people's constitutional rights were stomped on by some police that just think they are all it. So give us a call. Give me a call at 718-305-7176. If you want to give me a call to talk about anything that's been going on. And we have Boyd and James on right now, and Boyd's been asking James some questions. So we can go ahead and continue. I'm sorry I had to cut you guys off, but bills do have to get paid somehow. Okay.
Oh,
so
really?
Do you have more questions for James?
None I can think of right off the top of my head, other than saying that maybe he could go to the city cops and ask them why the state cops were harassing them. If it's a jurisdictional thing and you were on a city overpass with city jurisdiction, they should be able to be more than willing to jump on that.
Well, I think, James, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were saying that you were going to go a little further than that and take it further to the top.
Oh, yeah. We've actually got some people that know some constitutional attorneys that are in the movement and right here in Oklahoma, actually, and we'll be getting a hold of them tomorrow, as well as I'll be contacting my state rep. I think we'll all be contacting our state house reps, and not on the federal level, but on the Oklahoma level. And, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this to find out exactly why this happened. In the meantime, though, since the city police and the city permit office, they were very kind to us. They were very, very professional. And, you know, we'll just, you know, until we can get this straightened out, we'll just move on to city property, you know, or within the city, you know, definitely off of the highways. I don't want to get anybody thrown in jail if we can avoid it, obviously. You know, we don't have an army of attorneys that are just willing to go bail everybody out. We're all working class people, and so we certainly don't need the expense and the discomfort of getting thrown in jail if it's not absolutely necessary.
Right.
And, you know, so we're just going to proceed along that line, kind of reroute, you know. It's just like, you know, like they say, you adapt, you overcome, you succeed. And, you know, they may think that they have done something, but all they really did, the only thing that they really did is made us more determined, because we got to see firsthand, you know, one of the symptoms of what this country's turning to, and it's the fact that it's turning into a police state, and we experienced that firsthand. And They may have some silly notion that they deterred us, but the only thing they've done is stoke the fire underneath us, because the boiler is cooking along quite well now. I mean, when you experience something like that firsthand, you're either going to do one of two things. You're either going to, you know, it's fight or flight. And if they think that they have caused us to run, they have mistaken us for somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's it, because there's so many people that would cower because of that. And, we, you know, today we know better than to cower, because we know we have our rights. There's so many people who have gone back and read the Constitution, and I actually had taken the class, the constitutional class that they had at the Heritage Foundation. I think that was the Heritage. I don't know. It was a while ago. But so I'm relearning the Constitution, and there were, of course, things in there that I didn't remember or just didn't know. So keep us posted. I hope that Facebook page is going to – well, you have – what's the Facebook page? Or is it Overpass to Impeach for Obama's
Overpass.
Impeachment.com?
Yeah, Overpass is for Obama's impeachment, and then the website's overpasses.org.
Okay. So, everybody, okay, I just put that in our little chat room. So, I hope everybody goes there and looks at it. Now, Boyd, quick question for you. Did anybody in Alaska have any protests going on there?
You know, I didn't see any. But, you know, the general consensus of the people up here is Obama's got to go.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Boyd and James, both of you, I want to thank you so much for calling in. And James, thanks for heading this up. And keep us all posted. We'll all check out that overpasses.org, and I'll continually look there. And if there's, keep us posted on what's going on, because, you know, we'd love to have you back on and let us know. And we'll go ahead and, wow, keep everybody posted. So you're.
Well, one last quick note, if you could go ahead and throw that in that chat room. The 17th of August, we'll be doing the second wave. This wasn't the only one. This was just the trial one.
Oh, excellent. All right. Now
that's a Saturday, so a lot more people will be able to attend.
Oh, perfect. All righty. James, thank you so much. Keep us all posted on what's going on with you. And I have another call that I do have to take. But thank you so much for sharing your experience with us and bringing us all in for for the wave. I mean, I had a good time, even though I was standing out there by myself this morning at 7 o'clock.
Feels good to do something, doesn't it?
It really does. That's why I do what I do. That's why I do this, too. All righty. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Hello, Mr. Duke Brooks. How are you this evening?
Hello, Ms. Barbara Buffing, and how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm good.
I'm just loving this information on
the overpasses.
Well, you know, I think that any police officer who has sworn an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the U.S. Constitution and is not aware that the First Amendment guarantees Americans the right to peaceful political expression, guarantees them. There are five rights that are guaranteed in the First Amendment, and peaceful political expression is one of them, and the right to peaceably assemble to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I mean, it's, you know, if there's any place in the world where people should be able to protest politically without violence and without fear of being arrested or intimidated or hassled by civil authorities, it's the United States. And why, you know, any policeman that would arrest somebody or threaten to, you had a couple of people on, one of whom apparently was arrested, for just protesting, I think it is absolutely absurd. None of these people are violent. The Tea Party people are never violent. The Americans for Prosperity, the 9/12 Patriots, they are never, ever, ever violent. And the idea that the police would arrest them, I heard one of your guests saying that he wants a jury trial, and I hope he gets it. Once the jury begins deliberating, they can make any decision that they want for any reason or for no reason. And juries can nullify things, and I hope that they do down there in the Tar Heel State for just such a case like this. And maybe the civil authorities will come to understand that if there's no violence, then they have no business arresting people for holding up signs and waving banners. And my God Almighty, actually waving the American flag? You can't do that. You're under arrest. I mean, it's ridiculous, but, you know, I digress. So, anyway, tomorrow night on Radio Free America, I am breaking with tradition, and I'm actually going to have a couple of guests on the air. Somebody get out the record books. It's really going to be something. First guest will be Dr. David McIntyre, who has his PhD is in national security and counterterrorism, homeland security, and he is a professor at National Defense University. He has written a very interesting and compelling novel that's called Centerline, and this is about the just kind of the psychological landscape that American fighting men and women go through when they come back home from the combat zone. I think that this is subject matter that no one has ever really gone into before, except for that William Wyler movie with Dana Andrews called The Best Years of Our Lives, which nowadays almost nobody remembers. But it's a very compelling novel. It's pretty exciting in parts. But he and I will be talking about that and also about the idea of national defense and national security in the age of Mohammedan terrorism. And in the second hour, I'm going to be speaking with a young guy named Jordan Chester, who is from New Jersey and who represents Americans for Fair Taxation in New Jersey, which is the national organization that advocates for the fair tax, which of course would mean the end of the Internal Revenue Service, because you would not be paying tax on your income, but rather you would be paying tax on the things that you buy. It's a tax on consumption, not on production. And frankly, I'm all in favor of that. So that is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Be there or be square, whatever that means.
It sounds like an awesome show, Duke. Thank you.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds it. Well, thank you for letting us all know what to tune into.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a great night, hon.
Well, thanks. You too.
See you soon.
All righty. Well, everybody, that's about wrapping up the show. I'll tell you, what a show. We have the constitutional rights that have been broken. And we also have the protest again on August 17th. So that's a Saturday. Everybody mark your calendar. And, you know, we could do that protest and we can all find our little radio, TV stations and protest right along with Rage Against the Media as well. And again, I want to thank everybody for being on the show and talking to us. And God bless America.